I'd like now to welcome Rob DeWalt. He's with the Posse Tiempo Friday Arts Supplement or Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexico. Welcome.
Hi.
Whoops. Speaking of the arts, I should put the right microphone on.
Oh, that's better. I can hear myself.
Welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
Long week, huh?
Long week indeed. Heavens. What's going on this weekend? We just heard about Ali Abu Nima.
Yeah. There's signs that the holidays are near. There's a few things going on that sort of speak to the holidays. Santa Fe Women's Ensemble is having a show. If I can find it, I'll tell you about it.
Excellent.
Let's see here. Oh, here it is. That's on Monday, the 8th. Holiday music, contemporary and original commissioned pieces. There's going to be some a cappella stuff, and there's also going to be some with piano accompaniment. That's at 7 p.m. on Monday at Rainbow Vision out there on Rodeo Road, and there's no charge for that. There were a few other things that were holiday-related, and I just can't seem to find them at the moment.
Well, I will tell you about the Muse Times 2 poetry series with Emily Warren and Matt Donovan.
Oh, yeah.
Our own Matt Donovan here in Santa Fe, and Emily Warren coming from outside, and she does poems that are based on her last book, Hebrew Letters. And so each set of poems is a meditation on the multiple mystical meanings of Hebrew letters. It's super cool. And Matt Donovan is a wonderful poet. They're going to be at Collected Works Bookstore on Sunday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
There's a great story in today's Posse Tiempo.
About them.
About them.
Awesome.
Yeah. What else? There's a lot of openings. A nice gentleman from a new-ish gallery called Eggman and Walrus came by and saw me a few days ago, dropped off some pictures at the Posse Tiempo Bat Cave. And they're having an opening tonight at 6 p.m. They're at 130 West Palace Avenue on the second floor. You won't really be able to see it from the first floor. You have to actually make an effort and go upstairs. And they're showing an installation by Elizabeth Hadel, I believe is her name. And it's called The Id Versus the Superego, which is just... It's just like a perfect time for a show like that after an election like we had. And there's also going to be new work by Katie Kennedy. That's tonight at 6 o'clock. That show's up through December 4th. I'm going to go by. Apparently he's quite a cook, so he invited me by. So I'm going to go by there tonight.
Excellent. Hey, how about the opening of Company, the musical by Stephen Sondheim?
Oh, that's right. That's let's see. It opens on Friday. It's presented by Santa Fe Rep at 8 p.m. Warehouse 21. It's also playing Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 4 o'clock.
And next weekend as well.
Yeah, and next weekend as well.
And this is the last weekend of Empty Bed Blues, which is at the Santa Fe Playhouse, and that's the D.H. Lawrence play.
That's right. There's a performance at 8 p.m. tonight, and there's a matinee tomorrow at 2, and then there's another performance tomorrow night.
And all of this in honor of the extravaganza that happened last night at the Lensic, which was the premiere, the world premiere of Women in Love, the BBC production. 2-hour-and-a-half movies. We made it from beginning to end. There was D.H. Lawrence.
Was there an intermission?
Yeah, there was a 15-minute intermission. It was intense. It was amazing.
You had someone on the show yesterday. You were interviewing someone about that yesterday, weren't you? Was that yesterday?
Several days ago. Yeah, we did one on Monday and one a week ago.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
That was fascinating.
Indeed.
I wish I could have made it. What else is going on? Oh, there's a grand opening. There's a new gallery in town called Russian Art Gallery. They're having an opening tonight from 5 to 9 p.m. They're at 225 Galisteo Street. And the title of the show is Russian Realism and Impressionism. That shows up through January of next year, January 8th of next year. So you have some time, but welcome to the neighborhood, I guess.
And Deborah Eden Tull, who we had on the other day, who's the author of the book The Natural Kitchen, Your Guide to the Sustainable Food Revolution, is doing a workshop on sustainable cooking and living and everything to do with the kitchen at Ampersand Sustainable Living Center in Cerrillos tomorrow, Saturday, from 10 to 4. And you can still register by going to ampersandproject.org.
And I'm sure there's a charge for that. Is there?
There must be.
Okay. I didn't know anything about that. I didn't get anything about that. So.
Ampersandproject.org, yeah. She's wonderful. It's a really good book.
It's a great book.
Yeah, you saw it?
Yeah, they sent us two copies, so I borrowed one and took it home.
Excellent.
Let's see. There's something that I wanted to mention that I didn't get any information on in time to get it into the calendar, and in fact, I can't believe I overlooked it. But there's a Veterans Day Parade this Thursday, November 11th. I believe the parade starts at 10, and there's a ceremony at the New Mexico Veterans Memorial Monument on West of Vargas Street at 11 o'clock. And that is this Thursday. The parade route starts over there by sort of the Fort Marcy baseball field and winds all the way down through Washington Avenue, kicks over Lincoln Avenue, around the plaza, and then ends up at the Veterans Memorial Monument at, I think, 11 o'clock. So
that's excellent.
It's a go down there and celebrate the veterans because they could use our support.
Indeed. Frederick Marks is the producer of the film Hoop Dreams, and he's made a new film called Journey from Zanskar, and he will be here today at 7 o'clock. Where?
Here. Right where we're standing?
It's all about the screen. The screen, which is the movie theater in the Santa Fe University of Art and Design campus. So I guess what's happening is that there's a screening of the film, and then they are doing kind of a fundraiser about it. So you can call the screen for more information, 473-6084. You can also go to thescreensf.com.
I wanted to mention, someone asked me to mention this, on also on Thursday the 11th, photographer Victoria Sambonaris, I hope I'm saying that correctly, is she's going to be giving a presentation in conjunction with the Santa Fe Art Institute's Elemental Air, or Earth, Air, Fire, Water, Art as Environment series. That's at 6 p.m. at Tipton Hall, also on the campus of the Santa Fe University of Art and Design.
At
6 p.m.
And I will probably have her on the air on Monday morning.
Oh, cool.
And I just have to say about this film, Journey from Zanskar, it's all about, apparently the Dalai Lama instructed two monks from the from a particular monastery to do everything to ensure that the Buddhist roots of Zanskari culture are preserved through education. So this is all about basically racing against the clock to preserve this piece of Buddhist culture.
And it's a fundraiser, right?
And it's a fundraiser. But the film is going to screen later on this year, I think in either late November or December.
Oh, cool.
But it's screening tonight.
Let's see, Saturday. A great band from a town I used to live in and went to school in, Olympia, Washington. A band called Broken Water. That's a sort of psychedelic, sludgy, grungy, indie rock kind of stuff. There's going to be some local bands also playing, including the Mayfair Classics and the Heroes of Consequence. That's at 9 p.m. at the Veterans of Foreign Wars building over there on Montezuma Avenue. And there's a small cover for that. What else is going on? Fab Faux, the Beatles tribute band.
Fab Faux?
The Fab Faux. As in F-A-U-X, not F-O-E. That would be bad.
Yeah.
But they're playing at 7 p.m. at Mike's Music Exchange out there in El Dorado. If you go to mikesmusicexchange.com, you can get more information on that concert, or you can call 466-2782.
Yes, and thanks for reading that. Mike's Music Exchange has been very kind to send some CDs and promotional materials, which I'm sorry I haven't gotten on the air yet, so I'm glad we're talking about them.
Yeah, them, and also I want to talk about the Little Wing Art and Performance Space over there, Candyman and Strings and Things.
The Candyman.
They have a lot of interesting stuff coming up over the next few weeks. On Friday, tonight, actually, at 8 p.m., they have an Arizona indie folk duo, Saint Street, is joined by another band from Olympia, Washington. Actually, not another band, a couple of singers, Eleanor Murray and Aba Kaiser. That's at 8 p.m., Little Wing of Candyman. That's over there on St. Michael's Drive. There's a sliding scale for that. You call 699-5470, or you can go to the Candyman Strings and Things website and get more information about that.
I got something from the Adaptive Ski Program. The ski.
Oh, that's tonight.
The ski movie season has arrived, and at tonight, let's see, The Way I See It by Matchstick Productions.
I'm so going, brah.
Are you?
Yeah, totally,
at 6 and 8.30 tonight at the Cinema Cafe. Is it still there, the Cinema Cafe? You can still see movies? Does it still have the couches and everything?
You know what? I haven't been inside since the last Adaptive Ski Program movie there. Or it wasn't last year, but maybe a couple of years ago. So I don't know what the inside looks like.
Well, anyway, they're screening it twice at 6 and 8 o'clock, and The Way I See It, it's a new ski movie. What do we know about this? What do we know about the movie The Way I See It?
I don't know much about it, to be honest.
It's the winner of Powder Magazine's 2009 Movie of the Year. It brings you the best athletes on the planet sharing their point of view on what it means to be a skier.
There'll be tons of fresh powder. That's the main point.
That's the main
for,
thing.
For ski enthusiasts, is that there's going to be massive pow-pow.
And I got a notice saying from Mary Gray McGee saying that there's an art opening at Counterculture on Baca Street today from 5 to 7. And Calligraphs and Monoprints by Mary Gray McGee on view all month.
On Sunday, the 7th, Ahalina Studios over there on 2nd Street, 1422 2nd Street, is having a closing reception for Inner Demons 2. It's a group show. That reception is from 2 to 4 p.m., so it's kind of a daytime thing. And there's rumors that there will be hot dogs. Mm. I'm just saying. Art and hot dogs.
And we're not talking dachshunds.
No.
Wetland restoration and erosion control is something sponsored by the Earthworks Institute, Saturday, November 6th, and it's at the El Dorado Community Preserve parking lot. And basically, you can learn erosion control and participate in learning how to and actually doing restoration work, which is something that Earthworks Institute is just so wonderfully good at. For more information, you could go to earthworksinstitute.org and or call 505-982-9806. Get out there with your shovels and work gloves and have some fun and meet people.
Exactly.
If anybody asks me how you meet people, I say go do stuff like that.
Yeah, where you have to get down and get your hands dirty and do stuff like
that.
Yeah,
because you get to know yourself and you get to know other people when you're working.
Yeah. I never tell them to go to like, you know, a cafe or something like that.
No.
It never works out.
It doesn't work. Except when it does.
Chick Corea tribute on Thursday the 11th. Pianist John Rangel, bassist Michael Glynn, and percussionist Cal Haynes are going to be whipping it up over at El Mason on Washington Avenue at 7 p.m. You got to make dinner reservations also for this, but if you call 989-1088, you can get more information on that and ticket prices and all that good stuff.
The Dixon Studio Tour
is this weekend.
Yes.
It's going to be awesome.
Tell all.
Well, you know, there's tons of stuff to do in Dixon, and that particular part of northern New Mexico is my favorite. Now, I don't know if there's any trees left with any pretty leaves on them.
Yeah,
but
not likely.
It's an awesome drive. You know, Dixon Studio Tour, you go
Dixon
up there, you grab
some
apples.
It's the most cosmopolitan village on the planet.
Cosmopolitan village?
I mean, it's a small place, but there's so much going on there.
Yeah, there's vineyards. You can go and hang out in some vineyards.
But there's cool people, there's dance classes, there's all sorts of good things.
Yeah.
Okay, Dixon Studio Tour, go check it out.
Okay, it's a self-guided event, but there's a reception from 5:30 to 7:30 tonight at the Embudo Valley Community Center. That's out there on New Mexico 75. The tour actually takes place from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, November 6th and 7th. If you go to dixonarts.org, you can get tour maps, you can check out samples of artwork by some of the artists, and you can get more information.
And you were invited to a special concert this Saturday. 400 honor students from the North Central region of New Mexico will perform in band, choir, and string orchestra, and half of them are from our own Santa Fe Public School music students. And let's see, the free concert is at 1:30 in the Toby Roybal Gym of Santa Fe High, and that's amazing.
Wow, that's a lot of tubas.
That's 400 musicians. I wonder if they're all playing at the same time. Can this be true? I think it is. For more information, 467-2513. Did you ever see the South Park Orchestra play?
No.
On watching South Park?
No. Are there pan flutes?
Well, that was another episode. Oh. That was called Pandemic. That was a two-part episode of South Park. But there's, I think it's the 4th of July. It was one of the old 4th of July episodes where they decide to make this giant, you know, those little snakes where you light them on fire and they turn into, they made it that was so big that it took over half of Colorado and a lot of people got crushed. But I think the South Park Orchestra plays in that. They're not very good.
I found the other holiday listing that I was, there's three or four, but I didn't mark them, so I'm not going to waste anybody's time. Jenny Cooley Gallery is having an opening tonight called The Ghosts of Christmas Past. Expect Santa Claus to be involved in this group show. There's a reception tonight from 5 to 7 p.m. You know, I've been into like five or six different places in the last couple of days, and they've already been playing holiday music, and I'm already annoyed.
You mean like Christmas?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I have to put earplugs in every time I go into a public institution of shopping.
Yeah.
Between
That's a good idea.
Halloween and New Year's.
I should stick some in my pocket or in my car just so I have them handy. I went out to the fashion outlet malls and they were blaring Christmas music.
No, it's so very wrong. Letters to Our Daughters, World Film Premiere, a benefit for Women Building Community, a program of the New Mexico Community Foundation. Documentary drama, it's a documentary drama film that features many of the participants in the Women Building Community. And it is Saturday tomorrow at 7:30 at the Lenzic. For more information, you can call 820-6860.
Sunday the 7th, Gospel Brunch with Lydia Clark and the Gospel Writers. You can go and repent and grab a beer. That's noon to 3 p.m.
Do you have to repent for grabbing the beer?
I'm not sure what the order of that is.
Yeah, that's...
It's been a while since I've repented, actually.
and then, to your credit.
On Sunday night, there's a California country and garage rock band, which sounds kind of interesting to me, called the Paper Planes. They're playing at 8:30. On Sunday night over at the Cowgirl. And there's no cover for that.
The Process and Meow Wolf present Broken Water Taboo Saturday tomorrow.
Oh, no. I think we already talked about Broken Water.
Oh, you did?
The Olympia band? Taboo couldn't make it. They had to cancel.
Oh, okay. All right.
But.
Oh, yes, you did. Olympia.
Yes.
That's right. I was listening.
But go see that show because it's awesome.
Well, The Process and Meow Wolf are both crazy amazing.
Have you noticed that they're doing a lot of stuff together lately? The Process,
well,
High Mayhem,
should,
and Meow Wolf.
Well, they should, because it's a perfect, they're a perfect fit for each other.
And in this economic climate, it's better to sort of join forces anyway, I think.
Ronald Feldman's Fine Arts, Warhol's Andes, from today through the 23rd of December. Andy Warhol, Warhol's Andes. Do you know about that?
I have no idea.
It's basically... screen prints and other artworks by Andy Warhol.
Oh.
Self-portraits from 1966 to 1982.
Sweet.
Yeah, it is sweet. That's a good word for it. I mean, it's actually even though people just throw that word around, it's actually a fitting word for how these portraits look. They're very sweet.
Yeah. You're a friend of archaeology, aren't you?
Is archaeology a person?
No.
Oh.
No. The Friends of Archaeology are holding their annual celebration at Hotel Santa Fe on Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m. You can learn about ongoing work at the Water Canyon Paladonian site, new excavations near Carrizozo. There's going to be some hands-on exhibits, updates on the forthcoming Center for New Mexico Archaeology, a silent auction, a light buffet, a no-host bar. That's over there at Hotel Santa Fe. Proceeds are going to benefit the Office of Archaeological Studies Research and Education Projects. If you call 505-827-6385, you can get reservations for that.
The Albuquerque chapter of the American Guild of Organists is having a concert on Friday today at the Cathedral of St. John's in Albuquerque. And a brilliant young American organist, Douglas Cleveland, will be there. And Craig Smith sent this. I know it's Albuquerque, but we've got listeners in Albuquerque. So,
yeah,
just for your information. And handsome young organist.
Cool. Out there, and speaking of out-of-town stuff, at the Mesa Public Library in Los Alamos, there's an exhibit called Divas in Dresses. It's a costumes worn by Santa Fe Opera cast members.
Nice.
And there's a reception out there hosted by the Los Alamos Opera Guild on Tuesday, November 9th, from 5 to 7 p.m. That's going to be up through December 30th. I wanted to mention real quick, on Thursday, Santa Fe New Music is having its season opener. The 2010-2011 season is opening with Peter Garland's Coyote Bones and the Roque Dalton songs, 7:30 p.m. at Steeren Hall at the Santa Fe Opera.
Excellent.
You can get, if you call 474-6601, you can get more information, or you can read the great story on page 32 in today's Pasatiempo.
Arte Bella Global Art Gallery on Don Gaspar in Santa Fe is having a group show called Humiliated Angels.
Is that another holiday show?
I don't know.
Hmm.
But it's only for a week, this show, and the reception is today. And for more information, you can call 983-1726. I don't think I have an image here, so I don't know what the Humiliated Angels, the Humiliated Angels look like. But you can find out by going.
St. John's College Dean's Lecture Series presents tonight at 8 p.m. a lecture by tutor Patricia Locke called The 1001 Nights of Marcel Proust. That's at the Great Hall Peterson Student Center at St. John's College. There's no charge for that, but you can call 984-6000 for more info. Or I'm sure it's on their website, too.
And tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, right here on KSFR, Dr. Nick Begich, anti-HAARP activist, H-A-A-R-P.
Oh.
And he's not against the angels play when they dance on the clouds in heaven.
Humiliated
him? He's the author of Controlling the Human Mind. He visits Camp Lovewave to discuss the electromagnetic soup we live in and the potential danger of technologies used for political control. Okay. I smell a conspiracy theory.
That, yes. I do, too.
Always fun on Camp Lovewave. Definitely. Seriously.
There is, I wish I could find it. There is a lecture tonight, or not tonight. I can't find it, but it's in the Paso Tiempo. There is an FBI special agent that is going to be lecturing about, federal art and antiquities. This is also on Thursday. Federal Art and Antiquities Crime in the Southwest, a talk by FBI Special Agent David Keiss from 2 to 4 p.m. at St. John's United Methodist Church over there at 1200 Old Pecos Trail. That sounds like an interesting lecture.
Indeed it does.
Yeah. It's it fits right into this our whole artifact collection fetish that we have here.
Now, Ali Abunima's talk, which is titled Palestine, Israel, Is a Just Solution Possible, is tomorrow at 7 o'clock at the Unitarian Congregation in Santa Fe, presented by Another Jewish Voice. And the number for that is 466-3184. I know we played an announcement about it, but just in case, it's tomorrow at 7.
If you're heading out to the Dixon Studio Tour, Joe West is going to play some of his Twisted Country from noon to 3:30 p.m. on Saturday the 6th out at Embudo Station. And that's right there along, it's on Drive Street off New Mexico 68. That's on Saturday. On Sunday from noon to 3:30 p.m., Dadu and Hillary are going to be playing some accordion and violin.
Yay.
And
what's at the screen? I'll tell you what's at the
screen. What is at the screen?
Henri-Georges Clouzot's, Clouzot's Inferno. It's the only film released in 2010 to receive a perfect 100% on Rotten Tomatoes survey of film critics. And it's the stranger and more beautiful than fiction story of the director Henri-Georges Clouzot's most ambitious film project of 1964 when he set out to make The Inferno. So I guess it's a documentary about a movie, the way some of those things are.
Yeah.
Which is super cool.
Mm-hmm.
And Alex Cox... presents straight to hell.
To hell.
But that starts on Thursday of next week, and Alex Cox will be there in person. Awesome.
Yes, there's a little story by Mr. Knott in the Paso Tiempo today.
Excellent. And Jolene, which was at the Santa Fe Film Festival a year or two ago, is back at the CCA. Exit through the gift shop. Lots of good stuff. Jean-Michel Basquiat, that's still there.
That's been held over for a long time.
Yeah, forever. Check out ccasantafe.org for more information. And it's just about time to go.
Is it?
It is.
Oh, man. Well.
Yeah.
What are you going to do this weekend?
I'm probably going to go to the Ali Abunima talk, and I'm going to do something on Sunday, which I haven't done in, I think, decades. I'm going to ride a horse.
Ooh.
Yeah. Watch me not walk on Monday, but anyway.
You're not going. Are you going to use a saddle? Are you going to use?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm going to have somebody invited me, so I'm going to go.
Well, Robert, good luck with that.
Rob, thank you. Rob DeWalt is with the Paso Tiempo Friday Arts Magazine of the Santa Fe, New Mexico. He's with us here every Friday now. Speaking of the arts,
yeah,
it's
pretty
just
much every
great
Friday.
To have you on board.
It's good to be here.
It's good to have you.
It's good to be
it's
had.
It's good to be had. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. I'm Mary Charlotte. We're streaming. KSFR is streaming at ksfr.org. And I am podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. Let me know if that works, ladies and gentlemen, if people are happily subscribed and if it is functioning. Every once in a while I get little emails, but if anything doesn't work, please let me know. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe, and my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Thanks to the fabulous Marilyn LeBlanc for engineering today. Stay tuned for the BBC, then local news by KSFR's award-winning news team with the most fabulous Dan Garrity and Bill Dupuis and many others. And after that, jazz a la carta. What are you doing this weekend?
I don't know. Going after firewood again.
Uh-huh.
This time I'm going to try not to cut myself with a chainsaw.
That would be excellent.
Yeah.
Not cutting.
Yeah, I'm healing well, though. So going up to Vive Ash, going to get some firewood, and I'm going to spend the rest of the weekend watching movies.
Excellent.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things to do on Saturday is nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna go see Broken Water though. That's one thing I am gonna go do on Saturday.
Ciao.